والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. سورة القرآن, the beginning, the middle, the ending, the names of surahs, why it was given a certain name. Sometimes just that name, to ponder over that name or that verse where that name comes. Thereafter you see a link with the end of the surah. And then with the beginning, the next surah, just in understanding the link of surahs. But this got to do with understanding Quran. It is an ocean. In the world they call something called scuba diving, deep sea diving, snorkeling. Anything which allows you to go a little more further than what the normal people see is enjoyable. From above the water, everyone sees just water. A man just puts on a little bit and he goes snorkeling. And he finds an entire new world. His friend says to him, I am going scuba diving. What you see on the surface, you will not see at the bottom. That's something else. That other man says, I went in a submarine. I went even further. The more deeper you go, the more beautiful the picture becomes. For many years, we have stayed onto the surface of Quran. And that itself was so enjoyable. We had someone reading Quran. We enjoyed it. We said, Allah, Allah. For some reason, none of us decided to go snorkeling. A little deeper. Scuba diving, even deeper. This Quran is that ocean which has no shore. It is one verse of this Quran that changed the lives of people. But sometimes they say when a man gets inheritance, because we never work for it, sometimes there's no appreciation for it. Because we inherited Islam, we inherited Quran, it became for us like a book in our house. We read it on occasions as a book of hidayah, as a book of guidance, but we read it for sawab. And the reward of Quran, the sawab, is indeed immense. Very few people ever held Quran like how we hold onto a life jacket. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would speak about fitan, trials and tribulations. He spoke about an era that we see today. They would ask him, Man Najah? That in that era, when the attacks of the devil will be from all sides, what will be salvation? He will say, Kitabullah, the book of Allah. But Allah's book can only save that person who holds on to it, who finds his answer from it, who looks at it. It tells him something. The surah which was recited in the Fard Salah, and that is why Quran is the greatest bayan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sometimes say, I leave behind me two lectures. One is the speaking and one is the quiet, silent. He said, the speaking lecturer is Al-Quran. It will give you a lecture, but you have to understand it. This that we have lived with, I don't understand. It will not be an excuse. In the day of Qiyamah, if we are told, did the message not come? And if we have to answer, it came, but I never knew the language. That excuse will not be accepted. Well, Allah Tabarakala said, Inna nahnu nazzalna al-dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidun. It is us that reveal this reminder. What's the reminder? You have to get reminded in a language you understand. The Quran was not meant to be translated. The people of Quran were meant to learn the language of Quran. The Quran is a king. You come to Quran, Quran doesn't come to the person. Allah Tawarukala made a promise, I have revealed this reminder and I will protect it. Allah fulfilled His promise to such an extent That wherever we went, Quran found us. So many hundreds of years passed from first revelation. So much effort of enemies took place to change Quran, alter Quran, stop Quran, prevent Quran. Quran broke through every barrier. No government has ever managed to stop it reaching us. It reached us. Unfortunately, only one thing stopped us connecting with Quran, and that is us. That is us. Meaning it came right to our hands. And then with the excuse that I don't understand you, we just put it one side. We sometimes would hear someone reading and say, what wonderful reading. And if someone says, what does it mean? Because it's a reminder. Say, I don't know. That excuse. Allah in His kindness will accept any excuse. But if me and you have to ask, then will that excuse work? I don't know what you said. Imam Malik rahimullah was teaching the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Khalif at that time was Harun al-Rashid. It was an honor to learn the ahadith. But he was a Khalif. So he said to Imam Malik rahimullah, a certain time of the day, if you can come to the royal palace, so that you can teach me and my children who will be the future kings, princes. It's an honor for an alim, a scholar, to go and teach the king. Imam Malik was the imam of Medina Munawwara. He said, Al-ilmu yuzar wala yazur. Knowledge, you have to come and visit it. It doesn't come to visit you. He said, you'll have to come and visit it. Quran is the king of all speech. But this Quran came right to us. Right to us. Had Allah wanted, it would have been in a certain masjid and we would be told, go to Quran. Allah in His kindness allowed Quran to enter into everyone's hands. Only we were asked, now open it, read it and understand it. A small message is a very big message of Quran. The surah, the name of the surah is Al-Ankabut. Ankabut means the spider. The surah speaks about the spider, the web of the spider. وَإِنَّ أَوْهَنَ الْبُيُوتِ لَبَيْتُ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ. The weakest of all houses, أَوْهَن, is the house of the spider. We call it a spider web. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. If only man could understand. Now again, listen to this verse. We all know a spider web. We know the spider web is weak. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَاءِ. The example of those people who have taken as their friends, as their heroes, as their clique, we have become amazed with people besides Allah. The example of those people who have taken as their wali someone close to them. Someone close means what? If you open sometimes a boy, a girl's cupboard, you might see a picture of someone. You say, is this your father, grandfather? Why do you have a picture? Say, my role model. Sometimes they say, my hero. In some countries, they actually will call, it might be a soccer player, basketball player, they'll say, this is my God. But they don't mean I worship Him, but the word that they will say, my God. I don't know, in your country, this is an example, if someone doesn't like it, don't get angry with me, just examples. So, hopefully in this country, it never reached, I don't know, I never saw anyone playing soccer here so far. When we were young, there was someone called Liverpool and someone called Manchester United. So now so many years, but I visited one place, and in our time when we were small, Manchester United was like a good team, I think. I don't know now if they're still good or not. But I visited one place and I saw one young boy, he had their Manchester United. So number one, and We speak the truth. Sometimes the truth is better. But it's better you hear it, even if you don't like it. But hear it, at least one day you might say it makes sense, but we like the sport. We like the sport. Because it is in sports where a person says, that's my God. And it's in sports where a person says, he's so close to me, I think of him. I become happy when he won. I become sad when he lost. If he has to die in a plane crash, I die. Like I died. I don't even know him, but I'm so sad why he died. So close. That's called wali. Wali, close. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَا. The example of those who take besides Allah as a very close friend, bosom friend. And he goes, higher, I adore him. He went for a haircut. The electricity went off at the wrong hour. They cut wrong, the next day I cut less. Just because he cut it. It never looked right, but he did it, it became this. Even here after that, look, the whole world is cutting. He said, he'd rather just leave it now. The whole world followed it. It never looked right. So I told the young boy, that isn't Manchester United losing? I don't know now if they're winning, but when I told him they were losing badly. So the boy told me a sentence. He said, Sheikh, I am a faithful follower. Even if my team goes down, I will go down with them. That's a unique sentence. But it made me feel sad. That one is okay, you thrill because they're winning. But you, at such a young age, you have become a faithful follower. There's one word after that, a faithful worshipper. But when you said, if they go down, I'll go down with them. It's a thing to say that, will you really be ready to go down with them? This verse, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَا. It is for this that we say, sometimes learn the Arabic language. Because when Allah says it, everyone's heart, no matter how we attach to the world, but we all have so much relation with my Allah. It's where we say that Allah has spoken the truth. And we normally feel bad because the heart has a connection with Allah, which it hasn't got with anyone else. This verse, think about it so deep. We all connected, we all stuck. But the thing that we stuck with, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَا. The example of those people who have taken a bosom friend besides Allah. كَمَثَلِ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ اتَّخَذَتْ بَيْتًا. His example is the example of a spider who took its house. Meaning the spider made a house. The web of the spider. So me, I made that web. That web for me is my source of happiness. Because the web of the spider is the source of his food. The fly is coming, the web will catch it. The spider looks at that work that it has done and it's amazed at it. It loves for its web. It gives its life to make its web, to spin its web. What a beautiful web. So smart is the design, the spider sits in one side and looks. Whole life was to build my web. Whole life. That web is my source of food. Anything that gets trapped in that web, that has done my job. Me and you also, when we entered in a world where we became devoted followers to those besides Allah, our happiness became revolving around it. Sadness is when it's sad. Happy is when it's happy. It's my source of pleasure. It's my source of my livelihood. This world is now mine. The system is mine. I worshipped it. I built it. I got my empire up. I look at it. I'm young when I built it. When I get old, it's going to help me. All my trust went on my web. وَإِنَّ أَوْهَنَ الْبُيُوتِ لَبَيْتُ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ. Allah Tawarukala says, but remember, the weakest of houses is the house of the Sayyidina. That we will create our empire so strong, so strong. And the man says, now if I retire, I got my fund coming from there. I put money in that account there. My children, I made him this, I made him that, I made her this, I made her that. Now I'm going to retire. I'm going to live for another 60 years comfortable. Just before even retirement can come, he visits the doctor. The doctor says there's a growth, we call it cancer. The doctor says, I need to check up something in you. He just got his son married, but now they're having problems. Someone had an accident. And then that business, that one is gone, that one day went away, then there's a problem. Then the currency, the entire empire is collapsing, collapsing. A man will say, all my life I gave for this. And you visit him and say, what happened? Say, I don't know, suddenly it collapsed. Allah Tawarakala says, don't ever build your empire like how the spider built its web. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ If only they could understand. That if only you could understand, I could understand. First we have to understand the language. Again I'll read it because the kalam of Allah, it hits the heart. It could be hard speech, but when the imam will read it in a beautiful voice, even if it's hard, you know, when a mother shouts the son, say, you stupid idiot! And the child gets angry. But if the mother sings to the child, you stupid idiot, the child smiles. Same stupid idiot. Quran can shout in a manner that when the imam reads the shouting of Almighty Allah, every heart says, my Allah is, has spoken. You will cry if you know the meaning. You will never get angry with Allah. But it is so truthful. I made my empire something which is so strong for me. But it's the web of a spider. One broom and that entire spider web is gone. One broom. One storm of Allah. And he said, I built my palace on the beachfront. One storm came. The government was late in giving the warning. The next day we went, there was no house. He said, don't worry, it's insured. They went looking at the insurance. They said, no, there was just one clause. We don't insure against this. People asked the man, insurance paid you out. He said, shocked, he's stunned. So I gave my whole life, and I saw my life washed away. And sometimes, and that's the biggest truth, but everyone fell in that lie. Sometimes, and most of the time, the world remains. But death visits the man in his empire. That the spider web remains, and the spider gets killed. And the spider gets killed. The next time you make bang on the spider, and you see the web, and then you just clean out the web, then you must think of myself and yourself. That I'm like that spider who trusted the web. Either the web will go first and I'll go next. Or sometimes the spider goes first. So big that spider looks. Look at it. Quran gives what an example. What an example. When you look at that spider, especially when it's going for its fly, it opens its body as though there is no one like me. But when you spray that spider, I don't know what you all have, we have something called doom. Two shots and the big spider closes up. He shivers. You see that shake. He closes and falls. When death will come, a big body, a boss, one who said, I am the greatest, أنا ربكم الأعلى, that was Fir'aun, said, I am untouchable. I'm protected on all sides. I got an iron dome. The world can't get me. They don't even know where I am. Invincible. And Allah Tawarakala said, die. That's it. One angel, not seen by anyone. And the man just shook, how that spider shakes. He felt pain, but he couldn't scream out. The pain was so severe. Then you see his hands just lose feeling. And that big moving body just closes up. Closes up. The legs come together. إِلْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْمَسَاقِ When the shin hits the other shin. Those verses describing death, Quran describes it. إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِيَ When the soul reaches the collarbone. وَقِيلَ And everyone in the house starts screaming, مَنْ رَاقِ Where's the doctor? Who can blow? Call someone to help. مَنْ رَاقِ وَظَنَّ أَنَّهُ الْخِرَاقِ But the man who's hearing them and the people around understand it is time for separation. Again, كَلَّا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِ When the soul reaches the collarbone, وَقِيلَ And it is said, مَنْ رَاقِ Where's the doctor? وَظَنَّ And everyone understands, أَنَّهُ الْفِرَاقِ That is the time of separation. وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقِ When shin hits shin, إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْمَسَاقِ On that day, it is time to get pulled to Almighty Allah. No one has described death in the manner Allah describes. The leg hits the leg. On that day, this entire empire collapses. This is Al-Ankabut. Now this surah ends now with this advice. This surah. That don't fall for the lie. So it ends with this. وَمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَحْوُ وَلَعِبْ وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ By now you're supposed to have understood. It means if only they could understand. لَوْ كَانُوا It was said there by the spider web. If only they can understand, the empire is like the spider web. It looks so big. It looks so strong. One command of Allah and it'll collapse. Again here it says, This world, وَمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا This world is not except play and amusement. لَحْوُ وَلَعِبْ Play and amusement. وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ Hayawan, here means life. He says, true life, however, is in the next world. True life is in the next world. Why? In this world, even if I'm healthy, the thought of sickness is around the corner. A child is born, the thought of death is around the corner. Every meal I eat, the thought of the toilet is around the corner. It smells so nice when it touches the mouth. It smells so terrible when it leaves the body. Everything we touch is brand new. And the next day it is second hand. It came to us new, it leaves us old. We thought it to be the source of enjoyment, a brand new car. There was an accident, it was a source of tears. If a man really says, the poet, he went past the garden and he saw a bird chirping, like how you have in this country. Early in the morning I could hear today one bird making its chick, 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 chick. Beautiful sound. You know what it was, a parrot or cockatiel, whatever it was. In the past they would have the nightingale. So the nightingale would sit in a garden and sing. The poet walks past and he says, if only there was someone who could say to the nightingale, don't give your heart to the garden because autumn is around the corner. That it's spring now, but it's not going to remain. I am that nightingale singing the song of this world. Says, if only someone could tell me, your autumn is around the corner. Everyone we go to when we see a grave, that man also enjoy the spring and a summer. Then autumn came, which was sickness or old age. And when winter came, he was extinguished. Everyone gets one season. Real life is the life of the earth. The empires of this world come up and they collapse. Whoever makes his a spider web, either the spider will die first or the web will go. This Quran has come to tell us, you build your empire in the earth. Our world is to build that world. My business is to build Akhirah. If I am earning, I am earning so I can provide for my family halal. I can look after people around me. I can earn to please Allah. I can spend to please Allah. But the purpose of my moving, my talking, my earning, everything is the pleasure of my Allah. My hand will go front, it will take in the pleasure of Allah. It will feed in the pleasure of Allah. I will feed my family halal, although haram is very easy. To earn haram is easy, to earn halal is the exam. I have come to write the exam, I haven't come to just get food. What is hard, I'll have to do it. To look at whatever I want is easy. To control the eye is hard. But I have come in the world not to enjoy the world, but to be tested by my Allah, am I faithful or not? It's not easy to protect the eye. But if a man understands that I got a life coming, a real life coming, then when someone will ask him, what are you sacrificing for? He will say, I'm sacrificing for something around the corner which is better than what you want. This, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. This world is only a game. وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. The house of the year after that life. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. If only man could understand. فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ. Almighty Allah says, look at man, how unfaithful. When he goes onto his boat, here you always will go on a boat or in an aeroplane or in a car. In the past we would give the example of the aeroplane, but when I see some people how they drive, I say they fly. So now everyone is in their plane. That's why in this country at least one good thing, you put on seat belts. In South Africa we don't put on seat belts because even with the seat belt, the taxi kills everyone. So with that seat belt, one person, in South Africa, it's not a lie, it's not an exaggeration. When we're driving and the robot, we call it robot, you all call it traffic lights. Your robot is the one that sweeps the grounds. When the traffic light in South Africa shows green to us, red to the taxi driver, we all stop. Because we know he sees green in red. Most of the accidents takes place with the seatbelt on. Because it's not you fly out of the car, the car flies out. One in. Allah Ta'ala says, you're in that boat. You're in that plane. Whenever me and you experience problems, you will see every one of us will lift up our hands to Allah. Even the one who says, I don't believe in an Allah. فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ. When they get onto the boat, and then the boat starts shaking. دَعَوُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. Then they start calling to Allah. They forget all the other friends. They forget all the entertainment. They forget all their heroes. They become مُخْلِص sincerely to Allah. فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ. And then when Allah saves them and allows them to reach land, look at Quran. When Allah wants to shout me and you, in the Arabic language there is the word hum and there is the word kum. Kum means you, hum means them. When a father wants to shout his son, but he's so close to the son, he doesn't know how to shout. So in the kitchen he shouts the mother. And he says, what's wrong with him? He wants you to hear upstairs. And when you come downstairs, he says, how are you feeling? Let's go. He can't shout you. Can't shout you. But that son is supposed to think, my father cannot shout me. What love that is. Oh, he's scared, I'll punch him. One of the two. But what love? When you hear his Quran, you'll have to learn the language. And you'll have to understand and appreciate the kum and the hum also. That I am the one that Allah is speaking about. When I'm in that aeroplane and it starts having that turbulence, that's when you hold your wife's hand. And she says to you, you know, make me maaf for all the years. So many years, forgive me. Woman never ever say sorry first. But on that day, she'll ask for forgiveness for the world. Try it. Tell the pilot who's your friend, just play around in the ship a little bit today. At least I can record her. She'll ask for forgiveness for life. I was wrong always. At that time you will see, that's me that. I'll forget the whole world. And how I will promise Allah, once I land, let me land, I promise you. فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ Allah says, but when I bring them back on land, إِذَا هُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ That very person again associates with me somebody else. We hear the word shirk. Shirk means a partner with Allah. When Quran speaks about shirk, it speaks about big shirk. I worship an idol. It speaks about small shirk. That I got someone in my life besides Allah. There he forgot everyone else. And as soon as I take away the problem, he remembers everyone but me. إِلَاهُمْ يَشْرُكُونَ لِيَكْفُرُوا بِمَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ Li means, okay, tell him. This is like a father. Tell him. If he wants to deny the favors I have given him, tell him, deny it. Let him deny it. وَلِيَتَمَتَّعُوا And tell him, enjoy life. Enjoy now, enjoy. لِيَكْفُرُوا بِمَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ Tell him, go and enjoy life. And forget whatever I have given him. فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ Because soon a time is coming where he is going to understand the reality. لِيَكْفُرُوا بِمَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ Tell him, to deny whatever I have given him. وَلِيَتَمَتَّعُوا Tell him, enjoy the world how much he wants now. سَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ Because soon the time is coming where he's going to learn. We will end on this one. Quran is an encyclopedia. Bayans can be short. Nabi Prophet said, one is a silent bayan. That is death. Sometimes me and you must listen to the silent bayan. We'll get the news someone died. We read Inna Lillah, but listen to the bayan. Someone died means his life was the same like mine. He had a wife, he had children, he loved it. The angel of death visited and he was gone. Was he ready? Was he not ready? What's happening now? There's a whole bayan. But it's a silent bayan. Silent. And one is the bayan, a speaking bayan, Al-Quran. We will ask the Qari to read these verses. He's going to read, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَا The example of those who make besides Allah, awliya, wali, very close. كَمَثَلِ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ When you will hear the word ankabut, remember spider. اتَّخَذَتْ بَيْتَا It took its house, it made its web. وَإِنَّ أَوْهَنَ الْبُيُوتِ لَبَيْتُ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ The weakest of the houses is the house of the spider. Whatever you can click, whichever word you can get, لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ If only they could understand. Then you will read, وَمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا This world is nothing but play, amusement. وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ The year after is a life that you must die. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. If only they could understand. فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ. When you hear the word fulk, ship, then you must just know it means that when they're in the ship and it starts moving, they start begging Allah. فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ. We save them. إِذَا هُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ. They take somebody else besides Allah. They meaning me. لِيَكْفُرُوا بِمَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ. Then Allah says, do what you want. Soon you will learn. May Allah Tabarakala let me and you connect with Allah. Let us connect through Quran with Allah. It's time we do take out Quran. Remember, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not like, he even said, I do not want the time to come where you get a man relaxing in life. He takes out Quran like this. He sits relaxed, comfortable. He reads Quran and he says, this is what I need. Meaning he's saying, don't tell me about the sunnah. I don't want to hear about that. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, let that time never come. It's because he was sent to explain to us Quran. He brought the message, he explained the message. To understand Quran, you can't understand without the explanation, the sunnah. But in Quran, there are those verses which are simple. It is verses regarding Jannah and Jahannam. It is verses regarding the signs of Allah, what He wants us to look at. Those verses, Allah Tabarakallah said, we have made it easy to understand. You just have to read it, you get the message. But always understand, Quran is not shouting somebody else. Quran is using somebody else to tell me. So whenever you will read Quran, what is wrong with that one? What that one did? That one means me. Quran is speaking to me. It's an advice to me. I have to wake up. It will be read 3 times. You will try and click little bit, little bit. If you can't click at all, at least make dua, O Allah, before I die, let me at least learn or come to a certain place where I can understand a little of your Quran. Please learn. And where you click, then feel sad that I am the one, when I'm in the boats, I am in the plane, when I see problems in life, I cry to Allah as though I am the most sincere. And when the problem goes, I also go. I forget Allah as though I never remember Him. I am also like a mushrik who took a friend beside Allah and I forgot Allah completely. Allah Tabarakala make us true servants of His. Allah let us live in the love of Quran. Allah Tabarakala bless us with death in the love of Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم مثل الذين اتخذوا من دون الله أولياء كمثل العنكبوت اتخذت بيتا وإن أوهل البيوت لبيت العنكبوت لو كانوا يعلمون وما هذه الحياة الدنيا إلا له ولعب وإن الدار الآخرة لهي الحيوان لو كانوا يعلمون فإذا ركبوا في الفلك دعوا الله مخلصين له الدين فلما نجاهم إلى البر إذا هم يشركون ليكفروا بما آتيناهم وليتمتعوا فسوف يعلمون.
Before you read the second day, I'll give you an example of this. لهي الحيوان. The real life is there on the other side. You see, in the past, even today, you have what is called first class, second class. First class, now they call it premium economy, and then they call it economy, and then they call it, we don't fly. So in the train, you also have it, but in the train, you have first class, and you have economy, and then you have baggage, where they put the bags. Sometimes when a man got no ticket, And he can just like talk to the guy, say, make a plan, he says, jump with the bags. In an aeroplane, you can't do it, you'll die there. But here you can do it. So one man comes and stands on the platform, and as he sees it going past, he sees a man sitting in first class. But he doesn't see the man smiling. And then he sees a man sitting in last class. And the man can't even sit properly, there's bags moving around, he's holding on, moving this way, that way, but he's perspiring and smiling. From the platform, you'll never be able to understand how come a man surrounded in luxury can't smile. And a man who hasn't got luxury can. This is this world of deception and the real world of the akhirah. Only Quran can explain to us. Sunnah can explain to us. If you go into the real world, go into the train, you might meet a man surrounded by luxury, but he can't smile. Why? The person will say that, see, this person, he has been found guilty of treason. Because of which, this is his last journey. With the move of every track, the turn of every wheel, he understands he is coming closer, closer, closer to his execution. His days of happiness are gone. So the person says, how do you expect him to eat? A man surrounded by luxury but doesn't want to meet Allah. Whenever he hears someone is sick, he becomes sick. And if he hears he's sick, he becomes double sick. Ask those people who treat cancer patients. They will tell you there's a difference between a believer who got cancer and a disbeliever. The disbeliever, the closer they come to death, you see death already on their faces. A believer suffers the same pain like a disbeliever. But as they come closer to the death, the carekeeper, the helpers, they will say this, that I saw that person as the days came closer to their death, their face became younger. I would see them smiling. Why, one knew that I am going to an Allah who want to meet, and another one never want to meet Allah. A person who thinks this is life, he knows it's not life. He won't enjoy life also, and he's not going to get life. So you can be in first class, surrounded by the luxuries of the world. But if we don't want to meet Allah, the lovely foods will never give its taste. Because I know that I might get this food today, it might not come tomorrow. One who wants to meet Allah, even if his house is getting bombed like how it's happening in some parts of the world, even if he sees his whole family die in front, he cries on separation, and at the same time he smiles because he knows he's going to be connected again. But the one who doesn't want to meet Allah, they, the word death itself makes them shiver. The word death, forget death. Then he will go to last class, and he'll ask that man, how can you smile? You don't even have a proper seat. You have no luxury of life, you're perspiring. The person will say that, you see, I was sent to work in this country. But this is not my homeland. I worked and I earned. Work, earn, sent. I spent on myself, but I never forgot my land. And now a message has come from home, that we have already taken your money and we have built up for you your place. We need to get you married, come home. You ask, mommy, is the girl smart? She says, the word smart is not the word for her. There's no word in the dictionary. In this world they say that it might be the opposite. But by Allah saying, I have created for you that which the eye has never seen, no mind has ever thought about, Allah does not lie. The man says, the letter has come from home, that it's time to come home. He says, I had a little bit more money, I could have used it for a good ticket, but in the ending, that last amount also, I said, let's give it to buy some presents for home. He says, that's why I'm sitting like this. There were those people who before dying, even that last amount, they gave it to their wife. And they said, now I don't even own clothing. Can I borrow from you a cloth? He said, when I want to reach Allah, I want to have no reckoning at all. It was those people. That last amount, he said, I could have bought a ticket with it. Nice coffin. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he said, let us get you something nice to wear. He's the Khalif of the Muslim world. He said, bury me in my clothing because when I enter the grave, this cloth is going to be torn apart. He said, don't spend on my coffin also. There were those who said, I just take a normal seat. The man said, but you're perspiring. He said, relax. Because with the turn of the wheel, I'm coming closer to what I was waiting for my entire life. He said, at the next stop, my family is waiting. For that man, at the next stop, the executioner is waiting. One man gets happier as he goes closer to his destination. One man gets sadder. That's the word. Me and you must choose. How lovely it will be, we can be in first class and happy to go to Allah. That's what we all want. فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا. Allah grant me first class in this world, but grant me first class in the yard. That we all want. But we'll only get that if when you in the first class of this world, you have to remember you are the servant of Allah. So I go in first class. I'm so thrilled, because everybody else now is poor for me. So when they go away and I sit in first class, what's the first thing they'll come and say? Sir, can I get you some champagne? So the man in first class says, I don't drink. So the air hostess or air, whatever you call it, we call it hostess because I never knew there were men serving. Now we see men, I don't know what their name, steward maybe. Whatever it is. He says, sir, you don't want to drink. Say, I don't drink. He says, everyone drinks. And the worst is when you tell a non-Muslim, I don't drink. And he says, what you talking? All your friends come and they drink. Then you feel more stupid. He says, they all drink. Like, where your law came from? And sometimes they'll even show you written the halal. And even worse. So then say, I don't drink. So one person sat in first class, he was offered. He said, I don't drink. The person said, you want, the non-Muslim told him, you are a musafir. He told him, you are musafir. Non-Muslim knew what musafir is. He said, on safar, he even knew the word safar. He said, on safar, God has made many things halal. God has made many things halal. So the man told him, you drink. He told him, you drink. So the person who served it said, no, I can't. He said, why? He said, at the moment I'm on duty. So the man sitting in first class said, I'm also on duty. Let it land. What he meant is, you're working for the airline, I'm working for the creator of the entire sky. I'm also on duty. The day I go out of duty, when you go off duty, you drink. The day I'll go out of duty, I'll also drink. But my duty ends when I meet my Allah. My duty ends. Until that time, even if life is hard, I'll move in first class in this world, no problem, but I'll remember I'm the servant of Allah. Because وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ the year after is life. This world is no life. Believe me. سَلْفُمَ مَا هَذِهِ
الْحَيَاةُ وما هذه الحياة الدنيا إلا له ولعب وإن الدار الآخرة لهي الحيوان لو كانوا يعلمون فإذا ركبوا في الفلك دعوا الله مخلصين له الدين فلما نجاهم إلى البر إذا هم يشركون لِيَكْفُرُوا بِمَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ وَلِيَتَمَتَّعُوا فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ.
One more time you read it. On the third, from our heart we're going to make one dua when we hear one verse. We're going to hear the verse that when I save them, فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ. When I save them, meaning when I take them out of their problems, إِذَا هُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ, suddenly they become a mushrik. The word mushrik we all know, like we don't want to be a mushrik. Yeah, mushrik means suddenly they forget me again, and they make everybody else theirs. When we will hear this verse, إِذَا هُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ, we must make dua to Allah. So from our heart, our tongue, we will say, Allah, save me from shirk. Allah, save me from shirk.
وَمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهُ وَلَعِبًا وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دَعَوُا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ إِذَا هُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ لِيَكْفُرُوا بِمَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ وَلِيَتَمَتَّعُوا فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ.
This when Quran is read in a manner that we understand, the heart, forget the tongue, will say, صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ, that my Allah indeed has spoken the truth. I am like that. And then a person will lift up his hands, he'll make dua that, oh Allah, forgive me from how I behave and make me how I'm supposed to behave. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil.